This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A new WBUR poll of undeclared or independent voters in New Hampshire finds those voters will have a big impact in the first-in-the-nation primary. Independents make up 44% of the voting rolls in the Granite State. And if they turn out in big numbers, the poll indicates that they will give an important boost to two candidates in particular, Democrat Bernie Sanders and even more so Republican John Kasich. Steve Casella is president of Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducted the poll for WBUR. He says it's a pretty unusual survey to begin with.
This poll only focused on independents in New Hampshire, so-called undeclared voters. We didn't poll any Democrats. We didn't poll any Republicans. And what we tried to do was to see what are the different things that could happen on Election Day if undeclared voters show up and poll one ballot versus the other.
And one of the interesting things about the undeclared voters in New Hampshire is that there are so many of them.
Yes, and they can show up on that day and decide right at that moment, am I going to vote in the Democratic primary or in the Republican primary?
Okay, so the amount of those people, the independents, who have yet to decide who they want to vote for, which way they want to go, is also pretty surprising, as you found.
Yes, a third of independents haven't even made up their mind fully on which primary they're going to vote in. They may still consider candidates from both ballots. So the voters that John Kasich, for instance, would like to attract may also decide to vote for Bernie Sanders. He's not just running against Donald Trump and Marco Rubio and so forth. He has to first convince voters to vote in the Republican primary at all and then vote for him specifically.
Okay, so you just mentioned the name John Kasich. He comes up here kind of wide and clear in the results, because he stands to gain a lot in New Hampshire, therefore nationwide, if there are a lot of independents or unenrolled people who come out to vote. How did you find that out?
What we did is we looked at the independent voters who are most to least likely to vote in the Republican primary. And what we found is that the voters who are least likely, so the ones who are kind of leaning toward the Democratic ballot, those are the best voters for Kasich. So what he really needs to do is to pull as many fence sitters and as many people who are slightly on the Democratic side over the fence and over to the Republican side.
But he would still come in second to Donald Trump.
Yes. Donald Trump does the best among independents.
And so Kasich, though, if he makes it to second, how far would he have to come to get there? Where is he now in the polls?
Other recent polls have shown, for the most part, that John Kasich has pretty strong momentum in New Hampshire and is at least hovering around second.
So if he could solidify second place on primary day, if enough undeclared voters turn out and cast a Republican ballot, what difference does that make? Because he's already kind of in second place and he would still be second to Trump.
The difference that it would make is what the margin is. So is he close to Trump or is he sort of in a distant second place? You know, because if a lot of independents show up, that's both worse for Trump and better for Kasich and could have the effect of putting Kasich into a much closer race in New Hampshire, which would give him some potential momentum going into the other states.
Because the nation is watching.
Yes.
Okay. How about on the Democratic side?
On the Democrat side, Bernie Sanders stands to gain the most if independents pull a Democrat ballot, not necessarily for the same reasons as John Kasich. He actually does about as well among the whole span of independents, so Democratic-leaning and Republican-leaning independents. But the difference is that Hillary Clinton does much better among actual registered Democrats. So basically, the higher the percentage of the electorate that's made up of independents, the better it is for Bernie Sanders. He wants as many of the voters as possible that cast a Democratic ballot to be independent, because he does so much less well among registered Democrats.
So once again, 44% of the voting rolls in New Hampshire are independents, or people who are unregistered. You say that they live up to their reputation of being truly independent because they switch back from party to party, from election to election. What is the history of that in New Hampshire?
Yeah, so there is some history, which we can see when we look at the voter records. In other words, you look down at the individual level at what ballot people have chosen in the past. And you can see there that between 2000 and 2008, for instance, just over a third of independent voters changed which ballot they pulled. Then we fast forward and look at the poll results of the one that we just conducted, and we see the same thing. Just under a third of people are planning to pull a different ballot than the one that they pulled in 2008.
So that going back and forth, what impact did that have in 2008?
In 2008, it meant a lot more independents voting in the Democratic primary. So the Democratic primary saw a huge swell of turnout compared to 2000, and a lot of that was undeclared voters surging across party lines to, in most cases, support Barack Obama. It wasn't quite enough to put him over the edge, but it certainly narrowed the margin.
So that ended up helping Barack Obama and hurting John McCain?
It made the margin closer on both sides. So it pushed Barack Obama up, and because John McCain did so much better among independents and they all left his primary, it pulled John McCain down, yes.
What's the takeaway here, the bigger picture for you?
The bigger picture is that there are more independents than ever in New Hampshire. So there's still a lot that could happen over the last few weeks that really can't be captured either by analysis or by polls. There's some that's just going to have to unfold on its own time.
Steve Casella, president of Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducted the poll for WBUR. The poll has a margin of error of 4.7 points. If you'd like to see the full poll results, go to our new site for election and political news, Politicker. Find it at WBUR.org. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.